May one eat or drink prior to Megillah reading of the nighttime and day? We know that in general there's a rule throughout the Shulchan Aruch that it is forbidden to eat a meal prior to a set mitzvah that has a time slot that it must be fulfilled within, lest one come to forget about the mitzvah and not fulfill it. And the question is asked, how does this law apply towards Megillah reading? After all, many people, all those who are healthy, Baruch Hashem, are fasting on Tainus Esther and are in the midst of a fast prior to the nighttime Megillah reading. May they be lenient to break their fast to eat and drink beforehand? What about during the daytime of Purim, in which there's many different minyanim and Megillah reading, especially for women, and often some of these readings only take place in the afternoon or even late afternoon? What is to be done in such a situation? May one eat or drink beforehand? And in general, may one have a coffee or tea and a little snack before Shacharis in order so one have strength to daven to Hashem? So our first source which discusses this subject is the Trumais Hadeshin, the famous Ashkenazi Rishon in Tshuva 109, in which he states that it is forbidden to eat prior to hearing Megillah, and that it is better to hear Megillah by daytime after Plaga Mincha than to eat before Megillah reading at night. And this ruling of the Trumas Hadeshin is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch in the Mechaber, chapter 692, Halacha 4, and in the Ramah there. And thus, so is the halacha that it's forbidden to eat prior to hearing Megillah reading, both at night and by day, as point out the Achrayinim, that even though they don't explicitly use the word day reading, but it is understood from the ruling that the prohibition applies by both nighttime and daytime, and all the more so by daytime, as that is the main time of fulfilling the mitzvah of Megillah. Now we find a number of stringencies associated with this prohibition, unlike other cases of mitzvahs, of which certain leniencies are associated with eating beforehand. For example, even though here you're in the middle of the fast, the Trumas Hadeshin Ramah writes, it's forbidden to eat before the nighttime Megillah reading, even though you were fasting the whole day. Number two, the Magen Avraham points out, based on the Ma'aril, that even if you're sick, you're not allowed to eat before Megillah reading. And you cannot rely on a Shomer to allow you to be able to eat beforehand. Furthermore, the Achrayinim rule that even eating a snack is forbidden. Even though in general we prevent snacking before time slotted mitzvahs, before Megillah reading, it's more severe, we prohibit even snacking. However, regarding drinking, especially water and perhaps even coffee and tea, there is room to suggest that even regarding Megillah reading, both by night and day, it is permitted to be done, especially if it's a time of need, as we will discuss momentarily. However, it is an act of piety, and so is the custom of many, to fast and not eat or drink anything prior to the Megillah reading, just as is done prior to Shofar and Rosh Hashanah and Lulavan Sukkis, due to Chiv of Mitzvah, to love the Mitzvah, we fast until we fulfill it. So to summarize these points, it is forbidden to eat even a snack prior to Megillah reading, both by nighttime and daytime. There is room to permit drinking beforehand, although the custom and act of piety is to fast until the reading. There are two cases of exception in which we allow one to eat before Megillah reading. Case one is in a time of great need. The Poskim recorded in a time of great need, it is permitted for one to eat a small snack prior to Megillah reading. This would especially apply by nighttime if you were fasting the whole day. And the definition of a small snack is pretty much all foods and drinks and fruits and vegetables and even mezeinis up until 57.6 grams, which is a kibetza. So you can eat all foods with exception to a kibetza of mezeinis or amaitzi. The Mishnah Berurah writes that if one is sick and he feels that delaying the meal till after Megillah reading can damage his health, then he can appoint a shomer and even eat more than this amount. He can eat more than a kibetza of amaitzi based on the fact that he appointed a shomer beforehand. Now there's a second case in which it is permitted to snack before Megillah reading, even if it's not a case of great need, and that is if it's daytime, Purim day, and you're waiting for the Megillah reader, or your Megillah reading minion is only going to be in the late afternoon or even early afternoon, then the halacha is you should eat and drink before midday, as it is forbidden to fast before midday, if it's forbidden to fast until midday of Purim or other holidays of the like. And therefore, in such a case, a person should eat and drink before midday so he doesn't fast. But here too, only a mere snack, he should not eat more than 57 grams of mezeinis or hamaitzi. Now, what about women? Does this restriction of eating apply also to women? So the answer is yes, there is no difference. They are just as obligated as men in the Megillah reading, and therefore the restriction of eating beforehand applies likewise to them. However, once again, we do apply the allowance that if midday will pass by the time they can hear Megillah, then they should eat a snack beforehand. And we, of course, apply the allowance in a time of great need. If they feel very weak, especially if they're nursing or pregnant, they may absolutely eat a snack less than 57 grams of mezainis, an unlimited amount of drinks and vegetables and fruits, beforehand. Regarding those celebrating Purim in Jerusalem on the 15th and Shushan Purim, then even though they're not fasting on their Erev Purim, which is the 14th, nonetheless, they had to abstain from eating starting from a half hour prior to nightfall until after Megillah reading by that night. Regarding if one is participating in a meal in Erev Purim, such as in Yerushalayim, you're keeping Purim the 15th, but you're joining an outside Yerushalayim Purim meal on the 14th, do you have to stop eating by sunset in order so you go back to Jerusalem to hear Megillah? The answer is if you began your meal beforehand, you do not have to stop your meal for Megillah reading, and you can go back to Yerushalayim later on at night and hear Megillah reading there with the community. This concludes the subject of eating prior to Megillah reading.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.